This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
It's called the choking game, but it's no game and there are no winners. Some kids are choking themselves or each other by hand or with some form of noose. The intent is to get a high caused by a temporary lack of oxygen to the brain. Tragically, this so-called game sometimes goes too far and results in death. Parents should be aware of the warning signs of the choking game. Mention of the choking game or one of the many names it goes by can be a sign. And bloodshot eyes, marks on the neck, and ropes, belts, or scarves tied to bedposts or doorknobs are other clues. If your child is participating in the choking game, let them know that the game can be deadly. Thank you for joining us on A Minute of Health with CDC.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit cdc.gov.